I'd like now to welcome Galen Duke and Xenia Victor, co-directors of the Bali Art Project, and Jared Lovato, one of the students who's going on the Bali Art Project this summer. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So every year, and we've had you on the air a number of times, you do a trip to Bali primarily for students who are juniors in the area of Santa Fe, juniors in high school, and they all do their own fundraising to go on the trip. And what do they do? There's something going on this weekend.
This weekend is our big fundraiser. We're going to have the art show at our home from 11 to 5. If anybody wants to know where it is, we'll give you our phone number later. We're showing the students' art, and this year they've done a phenomenal amount of wonderful art. Friends of the project donate things, and we were collectors of folk art, and we put our collection out. All funds go to the students' trip.
Now, are you, Jared, have you done some artwork for this as well?
Yeah, I actually did about 4 pieces. I have a couple more that I'm planning on adding by myself and bringing in separately.
Ooh, tell us about your art.
I do a lot of art over at Santa Fe High with, like, Miss Andrews and the Art 3-4 program.
Painting?
Painting, yeah, acrylic works. I like paint markers a lot, spray paint, making stencils.
And are you also selling art from Bali?
There's some from Bali, not a whole lot.
What kind of work do you collect from there? I guess both of you used to be importers.
We did importing from Bali, from all over the world for about 20 years. And we have, you know, fabrics, textiles, batiks, carvings, statues,
puppets,
jewelry.
Jewelry.
The whole gamut. Things that are still around that, you know, we just put out every year. And everything that sells all goes to help fund this project.
And this year we're also raffling off 2 tickets, Southwest tickets, 2 round trip Southwest tickets.
So you buy a raffle ticket, and then if you win, you get a pair of plane tickets anywhere Southwest flies.
And they're $10 for one and $25 for 3 raffles.
Excellent. So you started this project over 10 years ago with the idea that Americans weren't traveling the way they used to back in the day when you guys were sort of backpacking hippies going all over the world.
What happened is about 12 years ago, Xenia's father died and we inherited some money and decided to use it to encourage kids to travel. Because, as you say, you know, we've been traveling 40-something years now and we're just not seeing young Americans out there with their getting to know the world anymore. So this was our way of doing it. We had one of the adults that went with us a few years ago at the end of the trip said, "I figured it out. You guys are drug dealers." I said, "What?" She said, "You're turning us on to the drug of travel."
Ah.
And I said, "Yeah, you got it. That's exactly what it is." And so the kids just want more and more of it. And so they get, you know, it's their way of getting to know the world. And then many of them are now, you know, 6, 7, 8 years later, are coming back to Santa Fe and bringing their experiences back here and working in nonprofits and working in different things. So it's coming back to us.
It is interesting that you have had the chance now after 10 years to actually see how this work has changed people's lives, because the youngest group, the oldest group, is now probably in their late 20s.
Yeah.
Have you, Jared, have you traveled out of the country before?
At the end of, like, last summer, I went over to Bosnia.
You went to Bosnia?
Yeah.
What'd you do there?
There's this little town called Medjugorje. My grandma's been, like, infatuated with it for, like, 20 years because the Blessed Mother, like, supposedly appears there to 8 little villagers. So it was a really spiritual thing, and it was just kind of cool. I went to go with, like, my whole family. And just, like, experiencing, like, Europe, because there's, like, this festival going on, so there were just, like, thousands of people from, like, all around the world there.
Did you see the miraculous apparition of anybody?
We actually gathered around this house, like, where she appeared to a villager. But, I mean, we really don't see them, but it's kind of crazy, because, like, when she does appear to the villagers, like, they did studies on it, and I guess, like, their bodies would just, like, go completely numb and, like, limp, but somehow they would use 100% of their minds. And even as humans, we function at probably, like, if we're geniuses, like, 10%, so it was just a really cool experience.
They hooked electrodes up to their brain while they were watching the miraculous apparition?
Uh-huh, while they had the apparitions. And their brain functionability went up to 100%.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, maybe that'll happen in Bali.
I hope so.
So the art sale is this Sunday starting at 11 o'clock. The public is invited. And how do they find you?
They need They can call us at 988-7209, or they could email us at baliartproject@earthlink.net, and we'll send them in directions to our home.
And refreshments will be served.
Oh, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, which is usually my reason for going to anything. No. Zenia Victor and Galen Duke and Jared Lovato are all with the Bali Art Project, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. Robert Knott will be with us in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.